RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is now time for the Bechtold Breakdown. Austin Bechtold is not here, so Logan Arblaster will do a damn good job of filling in. And Logan, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Jack. You're welcome. Appreciate it. I love this music, by the way. I have to compliment Austin on that before I get started. This was one of my best friend's walk-up music in high school. I
always for baseball?
Remember, yeah, did
That's
you play
awesome.
Baseball?
Not in high school.
Okay. I always listened to Travis Scott, so my walk-up music was upper echelon
now,
by
Jake,
Travis Scott.
Now, Jake Mangum's walk-up song, a fan tweeted him and was like, dude, what's your walk-up song? And he responded, and it took Bucko Nation by storm, myself included, Your Love by the Outfield.
That is awesome.
That's a great
walk-up
song.
He seems like he's a fan favorite already.
Yeah, because of the walk-up song. I'm sorry to steal your thunder.
No, you're good. The Bechtold Breakdown, the day after Christmas, 12/26, 2025. It's not Bechtold. It's not Austin Bechtold City Limits. It is Logan Arblaster. You can call it the Arblaster Analysis.
Wow.
I guess today, in a sense. So I have two topics for you, Jack, and I'll get through them, then we can capitulate back and forth on them. The first one being, there's two veteran wide receivers that were added, and most people listening probably know where I'm going with this, but last offseason, the Pittsburgh Steelers did not address this issue. They did not address it in the middle of the year. This season, fast forward to 2025 and 2026 season, they did not address this issue at the trade deadline. So back-to-back years, the Steelers have had highly questionable decision-making regarding not trading or acquiring a wide receiver two for the second straight year, and just rolling with their three tight end sets, a wide receiver one who can't win in man coverage. I mean, within 10 yards of the line of scrimmage, if it's anything past that, he can't get open. And I'm referring to DK Metcalf. So he's had a lot of help the last 3 weeks by two guys who were laughed at. And I was sitting in the fourth floor of Buell Hall where we went to college, or I still go to college. You used to go to college, Jack, whenever the Steelers signed Adam Thielen. And everybody in that room, as we were getting ready for a Plead Your Case episode, which is brilliantly produced by my friend Ethan Spizarski, the Steelers acquired Adam Thielen off waivers from the Vikings, and then not too long after that, also activated MVS, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, off the practice squad for the game in Baltimore. So what seemed to be like the world's coming to an end when the Steelers lost to the Bills at home against Buffalo, and they rebounded the next week, and they activated MVS and Adam Thielen for those games.
Yep.
So let me tell you why they've had such an immense impact so far, because it's not just you can look at individual numbers. Their statistics have not been that great. They haven't put up 100-yard games. They haven't had a ton of catches, but they still have had a large amount of significance on why the Steelers have had such a great three-game stretch, this three-game winning streak that they're on. So let me list off to you Aaron Rodgers' stats week 1 through week 13. He averaged about 160 yards per game passing the football, 67% completion percentage. Okay, that's not bad. But he was still turning the ball over at times. The last 3 weeks on this winning streak they've been on, 71.6% completion percentage. The Dolphins game was the second best game of his career in terms of completing passes. 4 touchdowns, 774 yards. 774 yards, 4 touchdowns, 0 turnovers in this 3-game winning streak. 106 passer rating and 258 yards, a huge jump up in his yards per game since they acquired MVS and Adam Thielen and put them on the roster. So not eye-popping numbers from these two guys, but for the Bechtel breakdown today, I had to deliver that as topic number one because I think it's a really big thing to look at moving forward, especially if the Steelers have something to play for and DK Metcalf's out.
So I will tell you, being at the game last week with Donnie Football and the Nasty Boys, where we were sitting, and there were like 18 of us, so we had to like divvy up. I didn't watch the game with Donnie. I was with some of our other buddies.
Yeah.
But where we were sitting, and Lions fans were, with the exception of the doofus that egged DK Metcalf on, Lions fans were great. They were a joy to sit around, and when they got down to the nitty-gritty, like when Boswell missed the field goal, the guys that we were talking to pretty much the whole game were like, because they could obviously go down the field and win it, he's like, whatever happens, please don't get mad at us for cheering if we go down and score. And it's like, it's all good, man. Don't worry about it. Thielen made a catch over the middle at whatever point in the game that
was. It was a third down, too.
It might have been. Was it like about. It was like a 14, 15-yard gain?
Yes.
And the PA announcer goes, Steelers wide Adam Thielen makes the catch. And the dude came down. He's like, you guys have Adam Thielen? And I was like, yeah. 17-yard gain. Four catches on 4 targets, by the way. Like, yeah. And he's like, that guy sucks. We hate him because he played for the Vikings for so long. They saw that guy twice a year. And look, like, he's not a world beater by any means, and definitely not the 2018 Pro Bowler like Seth Robar's tweet that went viral suggests. That's not him anymore. Aaron Rodgers isn't the same guy anymore either. Now, granted, Aaron Rodgers is playing much better football at the quarterback position at 42 than Adam Thielen's playing wide receiver at 35. But there's something to be said for the way that those guys operate and go about their business and have for a long time. The same could be said for MVS, more so because of the chemistry that he's had with Aaron Rodgers. So yeah, I think they're better off at wide receiver without the number one guy than they were without George Pickens. But we have a segment coming up that we'll probably push till the next hour. My 2026 Pittsburgh sports wish list, wide receiver is on there. And I'll get into more detail with that. But with what you've said, like I'm impressed on what I've seen from guys like Adam Thielen and Marquez Valdes-Scantling.
Well, how about Scotty Miller, too, who got thrown in the mix?
Yeah, Ben Skoranek had a touchdown way early in the year. Scotty Miller had that toe tap against the Lions.
Well, he only had one catch the entire year until last game, and then he came in and he made a couple big plays there.
Yeah, like it goes to show you, like, and I get the 12-13 personnel aspect of it, but Aaron Rodgers completed 27 passes to 9 different guys in the win against the Lions.
Yep.
That was an afterthought, a pipe dream last year with George Pickens and everybody else. So they've added better, but dude, they need a wide receiver too. Somebody a little bit more threatening than Calvin Austin or Roman Wilson opposite of Metcalf going into 2026.
If they're this good right now with Aaron Rodgers, who's 42 years old, if you go out, you get a legitimate wide receiver too, a guy that's solid and can be relied upon. That's why I also think if the Steelers had George Pickens still, they without a doubt would be Super Bowl contenders. I think right now they're going to go to the AFC Championship game, and I'm now tripling down on that take. I've made it a couple other times, but if you just had that really high-performing wide receiver too that you can rely on just almost as much as your wide receiver one, you're in a much, much better situation than coming into a year where you thought Calvin Austin was maybe going to be your wide receiver too. You can't just be 5'7 and play in the NFL. And I don't think Calvin Austin's the worst option in the world, but him and Roman Wilson are not cutting it. So moving forward, the Steelers are going to have to hope that in the playoffs, DK Metcalf comes back and plays well, and then they'll still get more out of Adam Thielen and the other guys on the roster. The second thing I wanted to talk about, Jack, real quickly here, because we spent a bunch of time on the first topic, is the Steelers winning in the trenches. And it's a recipe to success, really, for any championship roster. Okay, so both sides of the ball, we've talked about it for most of the show, the run defense and the run offense, the run game on offense. Mike Tomlin always talks about how big of a deal that is. And last week, Jahmyr Gibbs, David Montgomery, they were expected to be the monster running back duo, the tandem that would tear apart the Steelers' defense alone by themselves. And as it turned out, Jaylen Warren and Kenneth Gainwell were the two that took over the game. The two explosive touchdowns by Warren before halftime, or after halftime, and then Kenneth Gainwell right before halftime. He had the touchdown up the sideline on the pass, and he's been a great multi-purpose back. So the point I'm making here is when you get deep into December, this is one of the trends you want to see start to progress for you. And the Steelers have been phenomenal on offense running the football last week. And they also, with Derek Harmon, as you mentioned, he was the other guy I wanted to highlight. 80 yards per game on the ground when he's in the lineup, 168 when he does not play, which is the worst in the NFL. So I think they have some trends going for them when it comes to winning in the trenches.
Absolutely. And we talked about this with Ray Fittipaldo. Not necessarily does Derek Harmon fill up the stat sheet, but he is a very capable football player that adds another layer to what other teams have to worry about as far as, you know, being able to defend the Steelers up front. And, you know, I expect Derek Harmon to be a Steeler and a very good one for a very long time. And with them, and that's just another layer to them trending in the right direction, man. Harmon's healthy and they are running the ball and stopping the run at the right time. And that's part of the reason why I have faith that they can make a playoff run. And I believe that they can win a playoff game and it go all downhill, you know, from there in a good way for the Steelers as far as the 2026 playoffs are concerned. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That's it. I thought we had another one there at 12:25, but we don't. Coming up next, we'll get to your phone calls at 412-928-9370. In the spirit of Christmas and in the spirit of believing, do you believe? Do you believe the Steelers can come out of the AFC and make the Super Bowl? 412-928-9370. PennLive.com Steelers beat writer Nick Faribault will join us at the top of the hour. So it's your phone calls next right here on Pomp and Joe. I'm Jack Hillgrove filling in for those fine gentlemen on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.